What's up, ladies and gentle bastards? Welcome to the Good, the Bad and the Stupid. It's Wednesday the 19th of August. Hope you're well and you've had a fantastic day. If you're in England, you haven't had a fantastic day weather-wise because it's been pissing down the rain all day. And I mean pissing down. And I mean pissing down. Literally. Been soaked in it all day. But anyway, hope you're well. And a lot of you are not from this country anyway. So you're going, yeah, they get shit weather over there. We're sitting here in baking hot. Especially if you're in America, in Death Valley, Furnace Creek, that I spoke about yesterday, sweating yourself to death. You're probably craving a bit of our rain, actually. You're probably thinking, I'd love to be there. I'd do anything to be over there in their rain. But we don't get it. People in hot countries do crave rain. It's weird, isn't it? It's wherever you are. When I was in Australia, I tell you what, I was sick of the good weather after a while. You know, I wanted to get back to the miserable weather. It suits my personality. You know, because over here, my bubbly personality is over everybody else's. My slightly bubbly personality is over everybody else's miserable personalities. But when I'm in Australia, I sound more fucking miserable than anybody else there. I don't fit in. So I have to go where I sound the bubbliest. And that's England. So anyway, let's move on to the boar. This guy weren't feeling very bubbly when he had his laptop nicked by a boar. He's a naked sunbather. Now, I'm sorry, but what are you doing sunbathing naked with your laptop in the park? What are you doing on the laptop? The boar wasn't having any of it. He's nicked it and ran off with the bag with it in. And now they're trying to save, the animal lovers are trying to save its bacon because they're thinking about killing it. Fucking, any excuse to kill, we'll kill that one. He's obviously dangerous. He's nicked the guy's laptop. He's cleaning up the fucking area. The guy is sitting in the park naked. I can see another woman in the picture there and she ain't naked. There's loads of people, other people sitting in the park, they ain't naked. This guy's just gone and fucking plonked himself down with no clothes on in the middle of a fucking park. And a wild boar's gone, I ain't having any of that. I'm fucking the police. I am the pig. That's what we call police over here, the pigs. So the pig has fucking done his police duty. He's done a citizen's arrest on the laptop and nicked it. But there's a guy's chasing it there. He's fucking swinging it around. It's weird that, isn't it? I mean, I'm all for fucking naturists. If you want to walk around naked, that's fine. But in a park where everybody else has got the clothes on, that's exhibitionism. And I hope you've got a fucking big swinging donga. Otherwise, you know, you're not exhibiting much. If you're just walking around with a mushroom, maybe that's what the fucking boar was thinking. He probably saw your mushroom and ran over and then got fucking distracted by the laptop and ran off with that instead. Because he's trying to feed his family and he's got his two little piglets behind him. So he thought he's ran off with a load of little mushrooms, a bag full of mushrooms. Instead he's got your laptop in it. Anyway, we're going to move off from that guy. Think once, think twice. Think, don't sit on your laptop naked in the park. Because if it ain't a boar that's going to do it, there's going to be some fucking teenagers that are going to walk through and they ain't going to be, they're going to nick your laptop and fucking beat you up. And they're going to nick everything else as well because you ain't got your trousers on. So wherever your trousers are, that's where your keys, your phone, your money and everything else is. It's only a matter of time. You're going to get turned over. Anyway, cars from a couple of years ago are going to become like kits from Knight Rider. I've been waiting for that to happen. The watches are already here. The watches where you can talk into your watch. You can do it on Apple and that, can't you? I don't have one of them. Everybody's got them and that's the reason I can't have one. Even though they're practical. But yeah, you can talk into your watch, can't you, like kids? But the car's coming and it's going to be able to tell you when you're too tired. That's all right. Nothing worse than fucking driving tired. So if the car can take over, although I just wouldn't trust it. I'm fucking just about put up with other people driving because I drive all the time. So I don't like sitting in the passenger seat of somebody else's car because, you know, they're doing things differently to how I would do it. And I don't like to be that person that goes, oh, brake. Brake now. Put your fucking slow down. But anyway, yeah, so we're going to get cars that can talk like it. I'd like the kit car original. Surely people have made replicas of that. I've not seen any. I've seen the 18 vans knocking about. But I'm not seeing a kit car. What car was it? What was it? Was it a... oh, bollocks. Dodge or something, was it? I don't know what car it was. I do know, but I can't think of it off the top of my head. And I can't bore you why I think you'll start hearing canaries float around my head, fly around my head. So no, anyway, that's good news. because as many times I've even pulled over to get sleep in a service station, pulled over, fell asleep, drove home after, because the signs say pull over if you feel tired, pulled into a service station, fell asleep, woke up, got a coffee, drove off. When I got home, I got a fucking fine through the post for being in the parking spot for too long. They don't say nothing about that when you're on the motorway. Don't drive because it's dangerous. If you're tired, pull over. And by the way, it will cost you £35 fine. Unfortunately for them, I didn't pay it, and that one I got away with. All the others, I haven't got away with. I've ignored them, and they've ended up being people knocking at my door with fucking body cameras on, clamping my van and all sorts. So it's sometimes principle overtakes fucking sensibility, and I refuse to pay things that I don't believe I should pay, as everybody does, but as everybody believes I shouldn't pay. But you know, I get me fucking, the bee in my bonnet won't go away. Anyway, forget all the Les Dawson gags. Almost a quarter of blokes have actually fantasised about having sex with their mother-in-law. That's an Alan Partridge fucking moment, that, isn't it? I mean, Alan Partridge is thinking, and he's like, or you see his eyes go, and he's like, and you know, he's thinking, and he starts seeing himself lap dancing on the stage with that leather thong on. That's what happens. Blokes will start, their eyes will start thinking while the mother-in-law walks in. I hope the mother-in-law is quite good looking, otherwise some mother-in-laws probably like are thinking, I would like him to fantasise about me, yeah, man, because, you know, I ain't much to fucking look at. But then ones that are sexy mother-in-laws, I mean, you can't get away from that. That's impossible to avoid. But if you got one of those sexy, if you got one of those ones that are wearing like an apron and rollers in their hair, smoking a fag with yellow fucking tobacco stain on the front of their hair, I don't think I'll be fantasising about them too much. And if I am, I need to punch myself in the face pretty quickly because my standards are dropping. Or maybe you're thinking that's what the daughter's going to grow up to look like. I mean, you might think you might as well just fucking get used to it now. Start fantasising and set yourself in the right frame of mind for when it does happen. Anyway, if you're that person and you're fantasising about your mother-in-law, I think you should go and put some cold water on your face. Either that or go sort yourself out in the toilet so that when you come down, it's not so obvious at the dinner table, because the husband ain't going to like it. And the husband always knows. Especially if his wife's a fucking flirt, I'll tell you that. Anyway, an exorcism caused so much smoke it set off the alarm. The exorcism, because people, I was trying to think, how's the exorcism setting off the alarm? That's like, you know, the fire and brimstone of the devil coming through. But it's not. It's the priest waving sage around during the religious practice. So the sages, when were they doing it? They set off the fire alarms. I wonder if the person who's possessed goes, oh, for fuck's sake, can somebody deal with that otherwise? Because I'm tied to the bed here. And, you know, you're trying to get the ghost out of me. But I'm going to look a right prat when the fire engines turn up. I wonder if they snap out a character and start, like, you know, moaning and going, fuck, you know, you're going to burn the house down. But at least put the sage out and I can go back to being the devil again. And then we'll carry on as we was. Or does he just carry on in the possessed state, even when the fire service turn up? That's a good test. Maybe you should do that. When the priest there, they're obviously going to play it up, aren't they? But what about when you bring in someone like some really gorgeous girls, or maybe if it's a bloke, or maybe you bring in somebody they're going to be embarrassed about, and going to go, oh, I'm not possessed now, I'm can you let me free so I can do my makeup, because that guy that I really fancy is on his way around. Then you'll snap out of it. But yeah. But people do believe some people do believe they're possessed. So regardless of them being possessed or not, they're dangerous. So, you know, you have to tie them to the fucking bed anyway, I imagine. I'll tell you what, be a good sexual activity, if that's your fucking bag, if you're into like dark arts and dark sex and sadomasochism or whatever, somebody who's possessed tied to the bed, you're going to have the fucking time of your life. You know, but they'll be throwing you all over the show, even though they are the one tied to the bed. But you'll be having, you know, something to think about. Anyway, let's move on. Maybe that's what the priest, maybe that's how the priest gets off. You know, priests like it kinky. Maybe he's just like burning a little sage, getting the room all, you know, like a little bit of love smell in the room. A bit of lavender. What's that stuff that's poppers under the bed? We all know what that is. I'm not going to explain it to people. Italian dictator Benito Mussolini set up a top secret unit to study UFOs. It was the first in the world. Good, but at the same time, it's a shame because he was fucking nuts. So he's like set up a... I wonder if he got anything, where he found any information. The files were leaked to aerospace expert who was revealed books about the UFO. We have telegrams concerning the recovery of UFO and a protocol prefect in order to cover up this news. So they're talking about... Oh, yeah, he followed the alleged crash of a UFO in Milan in 14 years before the infamous Roswell incident. It's fucking crazy if that shit is real. Imagine if, like, that is true, that a UFO did crash and it is in a hangar somewhere. And, like, because how have people managed to keep it quiet? I know people get killed and bumped off and stuff like that, but if you've told it already... They just chase the fire down, that they would pass as he's passing from lips to lips. These people just getting banged out, disappearing, and eventually you just end up with the madman in the bar who was the last person to be told, and he's like down and out, talking absolute nonsense as far as you're concerned. But it's complete sense, and he knows it all. But because he's lost the plot, because he's been in hiding forever, he's unfortunately everyone thinks he's mad. They're the same ones. They're the ones that were talking the fucking most sense. But Mussolini, he was fucking nuts anyway. So I don't want to fucking get applaud him for setting up a top secret unit to study UFOs. I've set up a top secret unit to study UFOs through this podcast. I'm going to talk about them, and they're going to be tuning in, and they are tuning in anyway. They're listening to this podcast because not many people down here on Earth are, but they like it up there in space. It's their bag. They like it a little bit crazy. They don't listen to the mainstream news and all that kind of stuff. They like to tune into something a little bit offbeat, because aliens aren't in tune with fucking the bullshit down here. They're in tune with what's real in life. Not saying that that's what I talk, but I think I am going to end up that guy in the bar at some point when all my money goes and this podcast has turned to shit. That's where I'm going to end up, at the bar, drinking my sorrows away, my last of my money. So remember, you remember me, you remember my face. If you haven't been watching the videos, watch the videos, remember my face. You'll see me in a bar one day, you better buy me a drink, because I've entertained you for however long it's been, a year, at least a year. I forgot to even do my yearly milestone, I didn't do it. So let's just say we're on a year and a month, a year and 2 months. Anyway, let's move on. It's not about me, it's about the news. The zebra stripes confuse disease carrying flies. Excuse me. Zebra stripes are made or created to confuse disease carrying flies. So if you're somebody who gets nervous about the malaria tablets when you go off to Africa or go on these safaris and whatever else, malaria, wear a stripy jumper. Just go dressed like the Frenchman. Just like, I know, stereotypical Frenchman with a stripy jumper, black and white. Well, that's what they wear, don't they? But you wear it. You can wear it head to toe if you want. Wear yourself a onesie. Just, you won't get pulling anybody of the opposite sex on that trip wearing one of those. But you certainly won't be pulling any mosquitoes either, because they don't know what's going on. So they avoid the zebras. It causes an optical illusion. And that's why it makes it harder for insects to land. So there you go. If you you want to avoid taking the malaria tablets, the fuck your head up. Get on the zebra suit and take some LSD and fucking be the crazy one in the jungle. And like everyone else will be fucking, nobody else are going to hear you, let alone the mosquitoes. Good idea. Anyway, so an asteroid the size of a car through within 1,830 miles of Earth. I don't think a zebra suit's going to do anything for that. So once the asteroids come in, you might as well just fucking hit your head on, because you're going to have the fallout. Either that'll hit you, or a block of flats will fall down on you. Or what else will happen? The cars that will fucking fly off the ground, one of them will land on you. But if it's 1,830 mile, we flew within, I thought it was 1,830 miles wide. It's not, it's 1,830 miles it come within close of. They keep that quiet, didn't they? That sounds like it should have been like one of those Armageddon ones, like Bruce Willis. Fucking get Bruce Willis on the phone now. He might have to he's the only one who've actually acted out that scenario of going up to Demetria on a nuclear bomb and blowing it up, or with a nuclear bomb. So I'm afraid he's going to be the one who's going to have to do it. And his films are going shit, so he ain't going to be missed. So they kept that quiet. I mean, I'm reading this in a fucking tiny little section of the newspaper on one of the back pages. So the asteroid approached undetected. Oh, it was undetected. There you go. They're liars. Undetected from the direction of the sun. We didn't see it coming. You fucking liars. I bet you was all like ready, just sitting there, right? You've already done your prayers with your family in your bunker. And all us lot were there left as fucking cannon fodder or asteroid fodder. Right, anyway, Australia, the party's been cancelled, I'm afraid. A ton of cocaine worth £250 million has been seized off a fishing boat on the East Coast. So if you was up for a banging weekend coming up any time in the next few weeks, that would have been sorting you right out. Unfortunately, it's going to be sorting out the police and whoever has found it, because I know that shit is expensive in Australia. And they might pretend to burn it or throw it away, but you believe me, you me, there's fucking policemen at the top of the tree who are taking theirs off the top, guaranteed. In fact, they're probably fucking flogging it as well. So it'll find its way to their dealers. That's what it does. It does a roundabout. I mean, that says 250 million Australian dollars. Who's to say it wasn't 300 million dollars worth? That leaves 50 million the side. 100% that shit goes on. How do I know? I'm not going to tell you how I know, because I'll be bumped off. And then this podcast, where this podcast going to be if I get bumped off? So you're better off not knowing, because they might bump you off then, because then you know and you start telling people. And what they say is loose lips sink ships. Right, I'm going to do one more and get on to my next port of call. Police have wrongly stormed an antique shop following a bad tip after they told it was housing a cannabis farm. So they bust in, smashed it up and done £2,000 worth of damage. And then they found it was just an antique shop. That is an anonymous tip-off, or it's also an officer just doing a bust because he thought he's going to leave one of his mates' cannabis farms, but we'll bust somebody else's, and then we'll do that bust, and we can leave that one going, so it looks like I'm doing my job. Instead, they got it wrong, and so he's a fucking Keystone cop, and they bust into the wrong one, and have smashed up an antique shop. And half the time, they fuck off from them places, and they don't pay for the damage. They just go, yeah, well, it was police duty. We were told it was this address, so I'm sorry, we're not paying for the broken door and all the antiques we've smashed up. If I was them, and it's on the insurance, and they try and get something off the insurance, I'd smash up all the antiques you can't sell. Anything you're struggling to sell right now, go and fucking smash it, stamp on it, put your foot through it, and say it got damaged in amongst it all as well, and try and put it through the insurance. Because antiques, once you've tried to sell them, they stick around forever. I know, I've got loads of them in the garage, and I can't sell them for shit. So if any policemen want to come round here, I've got a cannabis farm in the garage. Not really, but come and kick the door off, break my antiques, and I can claim it on the insurance, or your insurance even, or take you to the press. Anyway, and fucking, you better start getting that cocaine onto the streets of Australia, because there's a lot of people crying into their cornflakes this morning because you've ruined the weekend for them. Right, anyway, I'm going to leave it there. Hopefully you've enjoyed it, and I'll do another one tomorrow. See you later for now. Bye.